Išao sam u onom Ramonom. Rambam says, Mitzvah Seishal Teiro, Vesaper b'nisim in Efloi, Shanasal Avisayinu b'mitzrayim, Leil Chamisha also b'nisim. The Mitzvah Sei of the Teiro, Vesaper to tell of the Nisim and the Flois that were done to our ancestors in the Mitzrayim on the night of 15th of Nisan. Shenemar Zohar, Atayim Azeh, Sheyitzosim Mitzrayim. So there's a special mitzvah say to talk about, to recount, to tell the Nisim that happened to us in Mitzrayim on that night, and that's what we do by the Seder, that's the Agada, like we know. If you think about it, it's interesting that there's something unique about Yetzias Mitzrayim insofar that although we have other commemorations of Nisim in our calendar, or whether it's Deraisa, we have a we have Sukkis, the Torah says Kima Sukkis HaShavtis Mei Yisrael, to commemorate the Nes of the Ananikovit, according to those opinions. Shavuos, although the Torah doesn't specifically connect it to Matan Torah, but with Zman Matan Torah Seinu, certainly to remember that event. Under Avonans, we have Chanukah, we have Purim. Nowhere, no other time do we have such a mitzvah to talk about the Nisim. I think it's unique. We don't have, there's no mitzvah to sit there. I mean, it's definitely a good idea. It's a wonderful, recommended thing to do, to sit around on Shavuos and talk about Matan Torah, or on Sukkot to talk about Ananei Kovod. Maybe that's part of the mitzvah of Sukkot, to have in mind what it is, but so you should, to discuss it. On Chanukah, to discuss the Nisim that happened then. On Purim, okay, we have Kriyas Megillah, but it's still a little bit of a different surah. We don't have a mitzvah to be misaper, to tell the story in the same oifen. Only by Pesach, only by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a mitzvah misaper. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Haggadah. You got it to Levincha, to tell the story, to talk about it. Even though questions and answers, discussions, it's all part of the mitzvah deraisa. Why is that? Why is it that Dafke Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a mitzvah of Sipur? Another question I want to start with. Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said he Vayigdol Moshe, and he saw his mitzvah, and he killed the mitzvah. And so it says, the next day he saw this two Anoshim Evim Nitzim, and they Vayomer, and one of them said to him, Yisam Chalish Sar V'Shayfer Aleinu, Halagena Ato Oimer Kasher Haragas HaMitzvi. So he mentioned to Moshe Rabbeinu the fact that he killed the Mitzvi. So Vayir Moshe Vayoymar, Moshe was afraid and he said, Ochein Noida HaDovor. Says, the thing is known. So Rashi brings down a Medrash. He says, Medrashoi, the Medrash is Noidali Hadavar Shahisi Tamalov. Okay, Noida Hadavar. He says, now I know that the answer to that which I had wondered about. Ma Chotu Yisrael Mikol Ein Umay Flios Nirdim Ba'avoidas Perech. He says, why, what, in what way was Klal Yisrael Chayte, that they sinned from all the 70 nations, that they should be have to go through this avodas perech, this terrible, terrible labor, this terrible work. So as much as I had this question, why do they deserve such a thing? Avaroya ani shehem ruyim lekach. Says, now I see that they deserve it. Rashi says before, Rabbi Yisrael v'shalom dulturim. Yisrael the dulturim means that they're speak lashon hara, gossipers or something like that. Dulturim. So the Bali lashon hara. So I see that they speak lashon hara. Now I understand why they're near the ma'avodas perach. Achei noida hadover. So question the questions we have to understand. Because a couple of people spoke lashon hara, that's why they had to go through this. I just mentioned incidentally, I mentioned to in Galite the other day that the Kliyakar over here says something very to me. It's most of the Tmiya, but I'll just say it over because maybe somebody can help me figure out what to do with it. The Kliyakar says on this, he brings this thing, this Rashi. Okay, noida dover. Now I know that why they have to be near the Mavaidis Perak because they're Bali Lashon Hara. And he says a Lashon over there, he says, but Va'emus ain't a Cain. He says, the Emes is that they weren't Bali Lashon Hara. He says, Adrabba, the reason why they were Nigalo was Bishchus that they weren't Bali Lashon Hara. And he says, it's just like by Shlom, by Legabi, their Klal Yisrael, that the Mitzriim weren't Warren Shailas bin Shaysayim, it says, Achasi, the person who Akasuv, by Shlomo Sfativri, there was one incident where one of the Jewish women was violated by a Mitzri, and that shows that was the only one and everything else wasn't. So to hear, these were the only Bali Lashon Hara, the only in whole Klal Yisrael, nobody else, and that's why they were niggled. So I just don't understand how, I mean, where he's coming from. Maybe he has a source in Chazal, because it sounds like he's arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Okay, no dad over. Now I know why they were, why they deserve to be in Golis." And he says, "No, the Amazana came. That this was the reason for the Gula." So I don't know. I spoke the other day. I don't know really know if it's really such a stira. It could be that the Kliyaka doesn't say this. It's the Amazana came, but without those words, it could be that both things are true. It could be that they needed to have to go through this goal to be misakin the Lashon Hara, but when they were misakin the Lashon Hara, that was their schus for the gula. But you know, whatever the case may be, we see that there's one of the central things Rashi is telling us over here that Moshe Rabbeinu was pointing out that he saw by the story of Dasan Vavirim, which is one of the few things that the Torah tells us here in the lead up to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, this idea that they had to deal with fixing this Indian of Lashon Hara. That was an integral hachana that was necessary before they can have Yitzhak Mitzrayim. They had to deal with this problem of Dulturin, that there shouldn't be Lashon Hara in Klal Yisrael. Tell us why punk this Indian, if you can understand maybe a little bit, why punk this Indian of being Masak in the Lashon Hara, that was necessary for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Why a mitzvah of Sipur, and why a tikkun on Lashon Hara? As they bring from the Svarim bring Lashem Darizal that Pesach, that we call the end of Pesach, the carbon is called Pesach. Pesach is a contraction of two words. Pesach, the mouth speaks. So it has the end of Pesach of this man has something to do with speech. We see that's the Tana Shav between the two things I just said. That the mitzvah Hayoyim of Sipur is to speak about it. And the tikkun that was necessary was a tikkun in the Kayach HaDibur. But what is this idea that Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that Pesach, is connected up with this idea of speech? So, we marked him over here. Recently, was learning with some people in Sefer, part of Sefer Shai Tshuva, he came across something here which was tremendously yesoidistic. I mean, Ben Yoina says it's tremendously yesoidistic. There's a section here of Ben Yoina we used to, I spoke about it once at length years ago in the Kail, but it's something that really, really, Ben Yoina himself says very strong words how important it is. He has a section here that's called Hamailus Al, and he starts off with that. Ki Hamailus Al Yoinois Nimtzuru B'Mitzvah Saseh. He says there are things that are called, he calls them Milus Olyonos, which I don't have a good translation, but from the context, it's like certain anyonim, certain ideas, a certain mida, certain character traits that a person, he calls them Milus Olyonos, because they're lifelong projects or careers for a person that a person has to grow in each one of these 10 areas. And it's a mitzvah say, it's not stam law, extra credit. So it's a mitzvah say, there are 10, he lists 10 things here. There are 10 things, which Rabbi Yoina calls a mitzvah say, and each one of these things is called a maila el yoina, that a person has to put, he says later on, very strong lashonis, a person has to put a tremendous amount of focus and effort throughout his life to grow in each of these 10 areas. So there's no time to talk about all 10 of them now, so I'm just going to talk about the last one, because that's what's negel in the name. The very last one on his list, and he's very makatzer over here, he just gives it a name, and he quotes a pasuk, and he goes on to the next one. So it leaves a lot of work for us to figure out what they are. And the very last one is not an exception, and needs a lot of work to know what it is. But the last one, he says, was umailois hadveikus. Something which he calls the trait, the maila, the great level of dveikus. Attachment. Shenemar, where is that a mitzvah say? It says uvoy sidvok. And in him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should attach yourself. I think they use the word cleave. You should cleave. You should attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvoy sidvok. And that's a mitzvah say, and that's something that a person, like the Ben Yonah says afterwards, Bavur HaMailos HaEla Nivro HaAdam. Very, very strong words. He says, the Adam was created in order to, in this case, for these 10 miles, but in this case, the person was created to fulfill this mitzvah of attaching oneself, cleaving to Hashem. And he has very strong words after that. He says, what kind of hope does a Nivra have if he doesn't work very hard and put his major effort into the things he was created for? And some very frightening words. But Akapanim, this is what Rabbeinu Yonah says here. Uvoy sidbok, that's mailus advekus, and that's what a person has to put all sorts of effort into it. And unfortunately, we don't even know what it means. What does it mean, the mailus advekus? So, I don't know what Rabbeinu Yonah means because it doesn't tell us, but the Mesil Sesharim talks about advekus. And he says the following. It's in Perek Yotes in Chassidus. He puts it's one of the branches of Ahava, the way he defines it, of loving Hashem. And he says the following. He says, Dveikus hu sheyia liboy shel adam misdabek kol kach b'shem yisparach. He says, Dveikus means that a person's heart, a person's mind, a person's focus should be so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point that he's not paying attention to anything else, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says afterwards, I'm not going to read the whole thing over here, he says, the highest madrega is, tachlis amida hazois is, that a person should always be like that. That a person should always be totally focused on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not think about anything else. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't think he means that he's walking down the street to shul and he bangs into a tree because he's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's not thinking about the tree. I don't think that's what he means. But it could be he means more alderech koma sacheliyas l'shem shemayim. That he's never doing anything where he's removed from thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what one of the mafreshim in the Sforno says it on the pasuk. On one of the psukim, the Torah, by Sidbok, on one of those psukim, he says, it means that he should do everything the same Shemaim. But whatever it is, it means total focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the exclusion of anything else. That's what says. Then he says, in case that sounds a little bit too tough for us, so, but how do beginners like us, be Mekayim by Sidbok? At the mitzvah say, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, so we can go on to Mitzvos Hashem, and this is something we should try to take to heart. He says, Amnam lepachos. He says at least b'shas ha'avoda. He says when a person is serving Hashem, meaning let's say when a person is davening, or when a person is learning Torah, or when a person is doing a mitzvah, at least at those times, a person should be totally focused on what he's doing. And then he brings examples from the Gemara and from Chazal, where people, when they were davening, they didn't know what in the world was going on. They were completely outside of this world. One of them was bitten by some type of animal or something, and he completely didn't feel it when he was down in Shemoneh Esrei. And the other one, when he was sitting and learning, he started off at one end of the city and he ended up at the other end of the city, and he left his coat over there because he didn't know where he was or what he was doing, whatever. So this is says the Mishnah Lashon, this is the idea that when a person is serving Hashem, he's attached. He's stuck with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't budge him from his focus, because that's what he's doing. That's Dveikus. And that, I think we can understand, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah perhaps is telling us, that a person has to try more and more throughout his life to try to focus more when he's davening, gevalt, yisrigen, try not to be traveling all over the world like this story they say, the Satan Rav, to gave this guy Shalom Aleichem after he finished Shemoneh Esrei because he just came back from whatever it is. That's unfortunately the type of a person. But that's the opposite of Dveikus. Dveikus is that when we're davening, we're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not thinking about anything else. If we can do that for a little bit of davening, so we have a little bit of Dveikus. And we can do it, we get a little bit bigger, and we can do a little bit more of davening, we have a little bit more Dveikus. And the same thing with learning, the same with all mitzvahs. I just want to mention Agav Urcha. It was a frightening thing to me when I learned this recently, and we'll get back to the Tzitzim time in a minute. But I really think that this is, I mean, it's not for me to make such a statement like this, but just the hergish that I have is, this is mamash Venus sign of Ardor. This, because today, more and more, we're being inundated with things that make us less and less focused. There's so much distraction, and there's so much, like, a person can't do anything for 10 seconds without being buzzed by his text and his this and his that. There's no way to be dovish to anything. And Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us that the Malus HaDveikus is not an extra credit. It's not for Malus HaEil Nivra Adam. I mean, it's gewalt. It's something a person should think about. It's an insidious thing. It's like seeps in. We don't realize it. It's not like an Aveira or something like that. But it's just something that's becoming so part of life. And if we don't do something to make Gedarim that it shouldn't completely take us over, no one's going to be able to be dovek to anything anymore, which is a complete hepech of what the Torah wants from a person. Akoponim, where do we get the koyach of dveikus? Be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the truth is, on Pesach we lay Shir HaShirim. And I think it wouldn't be too far off to say that Shir HaShirim is the Megillah of Dveikus. Dveikus, we know Shir HaShirim is a mashal, that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael is like a Ish V'Ishtai. And the relationship of Ish V'Ishtai, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, V'Davat V'Ishtai, Al Kein Yasav Ish. That's the relationship that Shir HaShirim is talking about. And it's a two-way dveikus. The pasuk, the beginning of Shir HaShirim, pasuk Dalet, says like this: Mashcheini acharecha narutza, Haviani hamelech adorav. So, what is this referring to? Rashi says, "Mashcheini." The Pasha Taitz words is "Mashcheini." He's pulling me. He pulled me. Acharecha narutzu, will run after you. So, it's a mashal, like Rashi says the whole time. It's a mashal. Later on, he says it's a mashal that a bacher is calling to arusasoi, his fiancee, and he's saying. He's saying, let's go! Let's go, you know. time to go. Mashcheni. So Anacharechan Arutza, that she says, yeah, we're gonna go get married. So the Rashi says, what is this referring to? Dalit. He says, Hemaskirim Lefon of Chesed Neurim, that Klal Yisrael is mentioning the Chesed Neurim of the Chesed of their youth. Abbas Kalulois, obviously he's paraphrasing the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Abbas Kalulois, the love of their marriage. Lechtom Acharov Bamidbar Be'eret Tziyov Etzalmodis, that they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar, into a land of Tziyov Etzalmodis, a dangerous place. Began Tzedele Asalem, they didn't even take provisions. So Rashi says that this is a Mashcheni. This is the picture of what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and later on Rashi is marchiv on this more, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a message to Klal Yisrael. Roy, I saw your oini, I saw your pain in Mitzrayim. Mashchein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving like a hint to Klal Yisrael that I want to have this havayachol, this relationship with you like Ish v'Ishtoi. That's what I'm ready to do, Mashcheni. I'm pulling you. And how did Klal Yisrael react to that? Acharecha Narutzo, we're gonna go. We're gonna follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're gonna attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where are we gonna go? We're gonna go into a midbar. You have all sorts of questions. How are you gonna go in the midbar? How are you gonna survive there? There's no food. There's no provisions. There's nothing. Doesn't make a difference. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm focused completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus. Rashi uses the lashon over here. Dveikus. Nidbat on this and that pasuk. He says Nazkir. Gam hayoyim hazeh idenu li gilo v'simcha asher nidbakti b'cha. He says, even today, years later, we look back at those glorious days, we see it's Mitzrayim, and what do we think? We think, there's no bigger simcha in the world. I attached myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayzol nidbakti b'cha. We followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the midbar, and we don't care about anything else. We don't care if we don't have provisions. We don't care about all the gashmias. We don't care about how it doesn't make any sense. Whatever it is. All we care is we're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the picture that we have over here, and this is the dveikus that's part of the makeup of Klal Yisrael. To be able to be focused on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and block everything else out. Nothing else matters. All that other stuff doesn't make any difference. Because we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Klal Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael started off in the midbar, and that's what every yid has within himself, a potential to be obay sidbuk, to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way, to the exclusion of everything else, without any other distractions. Now, what is the tool? How a person can become davuk in something, in someone, in another person, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the tool? So, I think that perhaps the primary tool is, like the pasuk starts off, the second pasuk, Shir Hashirim, talks about the pihu, Yishakenim and Yishikos pihu, the mouth. The tool that a person has to create a bond with another, first we'll start with another human being, is through speech. How do people come together? How do people create a relationship? Any kind of relationship. Even a business relationship. You want to create a business relationship, you got to talk. You got to make a meeting and sit down and talk. It's pair. That's our means. That's how we communicate. And by communicating, we can create some level of kesher. And by real communication within the proper context with the proper people, you can create very, very deep levels of relationship to the point that you can have mamash dveikus. But the dveikus is created through the peh. It's through speech. Speech is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the koyach of Adam, as the koyach of speech, which is the koyach that's medavik. That's able to pull things together, that's able to attach things, able to me'achid things, able to pull things together. It's through the Kayach HaDibur. And that's how we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. one of the main, what is the most powerful form of Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We know it's Torah. Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is something we do with the peh. Chaim Hamel would say, "Bepeh." The peh is through the mouth, through the words of Torah, the Divrei Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through Torah, and we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Tefillah. Also, dafka through the peh. The yachas, the dveikus that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created dafka through the koich of the peh. Without, then we can understand why, in order to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, the biggest, perhaps the biggest hurdle was if there was Bali Lashon Hara. Because Lashon Hara is the pagam, is the in the peh. It's the using the mouth for the exact opposite of what the peh was made for, what the peh was given for. The peh was given to create a ichud, to create a dveikus, to pull things together, to pull people together, to pull together a kadosh baruch with the bria, and a bal lashon hara is taking the peh and making pirudim. It's separating things. And so if there's Dalturin, if there's Bala Lashon Hara in Klal Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, now I know why the extreme measures are necessary. Avoid is Tarech. If there's Bala Lashon Hara in Klal Yisrael, they have to be dealt with. It's impossible. The whole tachlis of everything is that we should be able to have a koyach to create this dveikus within Klal Yisrael, and ultimately the dveikus between Klal Yisrael and Avinu Shebashamayim. That's the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And mainly it has to be dafka tikkun for Lashon Hara before. And the rabbi, when they were misakin it, so b'schus that there was no Bali Lashon Hara, then they were taka able to go out of Mitzrayim. Because at that point they had the kalim, they had the primary tool that they needed to create this dveikus, which is what Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about, the dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it's described in Shir Hashim. And that's perhaps why Dafka by Yetzias Mitzrayim we have the mitzvah of Sipur. Yetzias Mitzrayim is unique insofar that this was the inauguration, this was the creation of this dveikus of Moshcheini Acherecha Narutza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pulling us to Him, and we're running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar, and we're following Him come what may, no matter what, through to the Midbar and through all the Dairis. We're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. Rather, you look in Shir Hashim, we see different, it talks about how the Mashal, Shubi HaShalamis, it talks about a Mashal, how the Umas HaOlam, the nations of the world, try to entice us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserted you, or where is He? Or come to us, we'll treat you good, and everything else. And the Klal Yisrael says, no, we're Davuk in you. We're not looking for anything else. We have everything we need. Nagila v'nisma v'abach. Even now, even thousands of years later, even though we're Ba'anian and Golas, but we understand that there's no bigger simcha than having the Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we do this mitzvah dafka through the Kayach of Dibur, through the Kayach of Sipur, through speaking to other people, through speaking to our children, through having the discussion. Because that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Pesach. It's the taking the mouth and using it to create a dveikus within Klal Yisrael, which is the necessary condition to have the dveikus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avinu Shebashamayim, and to have Gittin talking to each other about the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That's the ultimate pulling together, the ultimate dveikus that has to be needed, that's needed in order to fulfill the inyan of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim the right way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the mekayach and give us the seichel to taka be misakin the things we need to be misakin to work on this inyan of dveikus, which is stama inyan b'fnei to try to be able to focus on important things. So boy sidbot, focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu zachin, which is so schwer and so afins to regolus. To be able to be davuk in the things that we have to be davuk, and to be able to use the koyach ha-peh, the pesach, in the positive way, to use that to create the proper dveikus between Yidden. And that's all hachana for the Leil HaSeder, where you should take a come to havon and appreciation of the gewaldige chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, Mashcheni, that he pulled us to him, he gave us an opportunity to be dovek in him, and take we should be able to feel that Magil of Anismach HaBach, that there's no bigger gila, there's no bigger simcha than being dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than being dovek to his Torah, being dovek to his mitzvahs, and through that we take should be zeicha, Be'ez Hashem, to be Nisa Nigel, over Nisa Nigel, may Asidim Lee Goyal, the Gula Shalem of Meher B'Yamein.
Maybe you could stand with the Yaka and Rashi and leave it to blink. Like the Nali says, by Ocham. There's only one Yachid, but Gan Pali saw a Shulbik for it.
Right. I was thinking that Yushka also. Something that the Yachid seems to be saying.